Ronnie, one of the things you do in the village as well is the Fingal Folk Club.
Oh, yeah. Whoopee-doo.
The family version of the trad session, as I like to call it, or the all-ages trad session.
You're telling everybody it's a trad session. I love a bit of trad now. This is not a trad session, Peter. This is a folk club. It's a music night. It's a singing night. Trad sessions tend to be a lot of tunes. And a lot of people shy away from trad sessions because they think, oh, well, I can't participate in this. But the folk club, the folk music club, folk club, is a take back to the 60s Ireland, 60s England, where there was lots of folk clubs all over England. And that's where all the musicians of the day, the Christy Moores and all them, learned their trade, believe it or not. Great Luke Kelly. Luke Kelly was in England in the 60s before coming back to Dublin to form a band in Dublin, playing folk clubs. You ever read his book? Playing the folk clubs, then he came back and just happened to meet a couple of guys in Dublin, the Ronnie Drew band, and then they changed the name to the famous Dubliners. So folk clubs are not new, but folk clubs have been out of fashion for about 25 years, as I found out when I launched my folk club, because people didn't know what it was. Some people thought it was mass. You know, is this mass, Ronnie? We're having mass, yeah. But no, the folk club, I'm trying to revive the idea of folk clubs, and hopefully maybe another couple might spring up around the place. So this one, because we live in Ballybockle, and Ballybockle's in the heart of Fingal, North County Dublin, we call it the Fingal Folk Club. But I hope a few people around it. There's lots of them around the country still. If you go online, you can Google folk clubs. There's quite a few around, mainly in towns, something like Roscommon or places like that, or Swords, or places, no, not Swords, but that type of size town. This one's a little bit unique because it's in the middle of Ballybockle, which is, we're always in Ballybockle trying to attract people to come here too, because we don't have many people here, really. Only a few hundred, like, so.
Tourism Ireland.
Tourism Ireland, get in here. But the folk club is a great, it's a great outlet for the musicians and singers, and everybody participates, right? From only last week, we had a couple of very young musicians come out from Swords. I'd say they're only 8, 9, 10, talking to their parents, and they played a few tunes for us. So you get from that right up to the guys in the 60s and 70s here that are coming with the beards, that have been around the bands for probably their lifetimes, you know. A couple of guys had retired and out of the business for many years, and I made contact with a few of them, and they saw it in the local paper, press, and so then they rang me and they said, look, come on down and bring your guitar or bring your cello or whatever you got there. And they've done that. We've had the cellos and we've had the clarinets and we've had mostly everything in it, you know. So it's a pretty good night.
Next week on the 24th of February, you're doing a night for my good self to help me raise a few bob to go to Inishmore to do the half marathon for Temple Street.
So we're paying for a weekend away for you. I didn't know that. Can anyone go? We are indeed, Pete. Yeah, but as you know, Peter, for those your listeners out there tonight, Peter is a great contributor to the folk club, and he's performed several times down there, and he does give great support to us. I heard he was doing this sponsored run for the Children's Street ICU unit, so I think it's only right that we might step up, and we're going to run a night, a special night for it. The deal on the night in the folk club generally is, for people that have never been to it, is it's a €5 in. Charge in, and for that you're getting a concert of music. We have free refreshments, we have refreshments at half time, and we have free refreshments on the night, and musicians don't pay, so that's the whole thing of it. Musicians are free, gratis,
and children,
and children, of course, their children are free. So it's only, you know, in a family of if a father and mother came here with a couple of kids and the father's going to play the guitar, well, look at, the only one's going to pay here is the mother. So it's a fiver. It's only a fiver for the family. So look, it's a fiver in for those that can afford it. We're not standing there with a big stick taking money off people. But I'm going to do this night for Peter, and I'm going to especially ask all the musicians to contribute on the night, which hopefully it'll boost the coffers a little bit and bring a few bob into it for a very, very good cause. Yeah. Friday evening, folk club.